Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Blanche is in Cleveland. Hello, Blanche.
Hi, Blanche.
Hey, guys. I agree. I think the defense is fine, and I'm glad we didn't trade anybody away. But this is a little armchair theory. It kind of goes with what you guys have been saying, and elements of that. What happens if they know that they don't have any weapons on offense? The line is either hurt or can't do the job. They got to redo that. They've got no receivers, like Jeff says, who can catch on a regular basis. So maybe they're just holding Shador back and using Dylan. Like you guys said, he's going to be a competent backup. So use him kind of, unfortunately, as a sacrificial lamb this season till they get all those other elements in. And then maybe they have more confidence in Shador than we know, and they're just kind of keeping him polished off to the side and not going to waste him on the game that they can't protect or give him something to do. Like I said, armchair theory.
But not a bad one, Blanche. You know that, and see, you know what this is kind of reminding me of, and thank you for the call. Colt McCoy, Cody Kessler, DeShone Kizer. You're throwing a guy in, he's playing for a year, and then, you know, you're going to move on.
You know? That's fair. Yeah, I agree with that.
The minute they made the trade, it screamed quarterback next year. That doesn't have to be the case.
But why? Why did it have to? Like you had said, Jeff, imagine if, you know, we were sitting here.
It doesn't
here,
have to be.
I mean, but. Let's just say
you're still going to need somebody next year.
And I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Go ahead.
And this is going to make you feel good.
Oh, good.
Let's say Kenny Pickett was Daniel Jones. Well, we never got to find out.
Thank you.
And now Indy's in a spot now.
My complete point about Kenny Pickett.
I know.
You just summed it up. That's my complete point.
It's hard for me to agree with you on stuff like that, but I agree with you. You made a big deal about Pickett. I wasn't against it. I just wasn't willing to stand on a soapbox and scream to everybody, Kenny Pickett, this could be the answer. And I'm sure there was somebody in Indianapolis going, Daniel Jones, this could be the answer. I mean, they feel so good about Daniel Jones right now, they're throwing away first-round picks.
Andy, they started, and I know Anthony Richardson has had injury issues, but they started Daniel Jones over the guy that they drafted to be their franchise quarterback. We didn't have anybody, and they had Pickett and never put him on the field and traded him away. I'll never understand why they traded him away before they actually put him on the field. Regardless, he's not here. So
I wonder how Riley Leonard's over there, too.
Doesn't matter anymore. No, yes, he is. Isaiah's in East Cleveland. Welcome to the show.
No, I wonder what he's
going
to look like a couple years
ago. Hey, how y'all doing?
We're all right, Isaiah.
Before I give you my comments, how come when a fan calls in and give them their comments, you guys are going to cut them off? And he's just speaking his comments like, you know,
Isaiah,
you guys speak
Isaiah,
yours.
Man, I don't know what show you're listening to. Jeff and I are the nicest guys on the air. We hardly cut anybody off.
Okay, here's my comment.
I get yelled at for not cutting people off. I let people go too long.
Here's my comments. How can you educate me?
Going to cut you off.
Because in my opinion, Gilbert isn't going to be a good backup quarterback. Now, how can you judge somebody for what Gabriel? How can you judge somebody for what you haven't even seen yet? In other words, in Shador Sanders.
What have we judged?
Seen him yet.
Isaiah, take a breath.
You're listening to the wrong show,
yeah,
Isaiah.
I don't know what show you're listening to. We both have said we want to see Sanders play.
And we hope he's great.
Yeah, okay, what are you missing there?
Okay, let me tell you. Now, Jeff, he always, you know, says something good about the quarterback now.
Gabriel.
But when Shador mentions Jeff, he going to backslash and say something like, well, no. And Jeff also said this. You asked a question. All the professionals said Shador is either first or second string quarterback. I mean, first or second in the draft.
Not the guys who matter. The guys who make picks didn't think that.
Well, that's the problem. Is that
but why is that? Why?
You tell me.
You don't know why? He was predicted to be a first or second round.
By media people who don't pick players for a living.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Question. Now, Isaiah, this is what you're approaching cutoff stage now, Isaiah.
Isaiah, you can ask the question. You ask the question, get it, let us answer, and then you can ask another question.
Yeah.
And don't.
That's the way it works. It's a conversation.
Yes. So, but the point is, it's like you said it, all the extra. I thought he was going to go early, too. I mean, we said it for months. We're like,
it was stunning that
he didn't. Is he going to go first or second pick?
It was stunning he didn't go in the second round anyway.
Yeah, we're on Team Isaiah right there. But the problem is the people that actually turn the card in didn't agree with any of us talking heads.
All right, Isaiah, thank you very much. Kevin Stefanski's press conference is coming up at 10:55. And you're going to hear it right here. Here's the deal with Shador, folks. Okay? And Gabriel. If teams thought that they were going to be franchise quarterbacks, they would have taken them earlier. I mean, you can make the argument all you want. That's just a fact. Okay? Doesn't mean they can't become that. I don't understand why people are having such a difficult time grasping that. If the guys who do this for a living thought that those two guys would be big-time franchise quarterbacks, they would have gone in the first round. At the very least, in the second round. Neither one of them did. That means you're keeping your fingers crossed. And Andy, as I mentioned last segment, Dylan Gabriel right now to me feels like Colt McCoy or Cody Kessler or DeShone Kizer. You're taking a shot. You're going to see if it works. And certainly it's the same thing with Shador. Maybe it works. That would be great. It would be great if either one of these guys turns into a quarterback who could be your starter for the next 3 to 5 years.
We're blue in the face on this. I mean, we've said it time and time again.
I'm tired of hearing us say it.
The phone calls I can't stand, Jeff, are the ones that want to make a point. If you want to make a point, make your point.
They call and yell at us because we say Shador stinks. We've never said that.
Never, not once.
We don't know. We don't know if he stinks.
It wasn't our job to turn in a card. We were both shocked after the draft that he didn't go earlier. We all thought, oh, well, this can't be weird. And then all of a sudden, the people that told you that he was going to be drafted early on in the draft are the same people that told you that he interviewed horribly, right? They're the same people.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't understand.
But if they had thought that he was a beast on the football field, they still would have drafted
him. They wouldn't have cared.
Exactly.
I mean.
And here's the other thing. I'm glad they took him. You might get a value out of the fifth round. How often do teams get a real value out of the fifth round? Not very. I'm glad they took him. And if they think he's ready and he's healthy, maybe he'll play at some point.
There's only
this year.
One reason why I wish they wouldn't have taken him. Because they took Gabriel. If they would have just taken Sanders or taken Gabriel, we'd be fine.
Well, it makes it a much more clear situation.
It's confusing the fact that they did the whole thing. Like, I'm still going to wonder forever, why did they think it was a good idea, whether it was Sanders or anybody else, why did they draft another quarterback? Now, if you really believed in Gabriel and you wanted him to be your quarterback, I guess you want to see if he can survive the pressure. Okay, survive the pressure. But now you've got your entire fan base going, why isn't this guy playing? Why isn't that guy playing? When you know as well as I do, and I've said this 1,000 times, the most popular guy in town is the backup quarterback who's not playing, not named Zappy.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up momentarily. Cleveland's in Cleveland. Cleveland.
What's up?
Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to take up for
for Jeff right quick, because I don't think people understand that Jeff can't be dishonest and he can't tell you a lie. So he's going to tell you the truth and let you know what's going on. And that's it, guys. Quit calling him and harassing him, because he's telling the truth. And I'll just listen.
He's got thick skin, man.
Cleveland, thank you.
I've spent 15 years in the 15, 16. How many years have we been doing this?
Way too many.
Well, no, 14 on the radio. And what do we have? We have close to
3 on television.
3 on TV, 14. 17 mm-hmm. years. Is that what we got?
17 years.
Wow.
Of you.
Second longest thing you've done in your life, isn't it?
Looking at each other.
Is that right? Second longest thing you've done in your life.
I've been married to my wife longer than I've been married to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.